Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天我们再一次打开雅各书哈，我们再一次来探讨信心和行为之间的关系。
Today again, we're going to read the scriptures from the book of James, and we're going to think about what's the relationship between faith and deeds.
在我们的信仰系统里边哈，很多时候我们觉得信心和行为是矛盾的。
Sometimes in our faith, we think it's the contradictions between the faith and the deeds.
我们说比如说佛教徒他们是做好事来修行来积功德，我们认为这个是虽然他们努力做好事，但是在上帝面前你是没有办法能够达到完全的。
Sometimes we say that the Buddhism, they do a lot of good things, and they try to put that on their credit. However, in God's eye, they still cannot be considered as righteousness.
而在圣经上，神告诉我们，因着信耶稣基督，我们就被称义了。
But on the Bible, we know that God says we call righteous through faith.
但是令人很头疼的一点哈，就是这些称义的基督徒在行为上还比不上人家佛教徒的时候，我们心里应该有愧的哈。
But sometimes we feel guilty even that we call our Christian, but our moral standard is not as high as those Buddhism.
那么我们今天再来看一看圣经是如何教导关于行为和信心之间的关系的。
So now today we're going to read again from the scripture that what the Bible teaches about the faith and the deeds.
今天早晨我们跟小孩子们一起读圣经哈。
This morning we have the Bible study with our youth group.
我们讨论了一下从这个创世纪创世的时候亚当和夏娃犯罪的一个过程啊。
We talk about the sins since Adam and Eve in the Edens.
我们发现了一个非常有意思的事情。
We found something very interesting.
就是当夏娃对上帝的话开始模糊的时候。
When Eve is confused by God's words.
然后他就用他自己的想法去判断。
She's starting to judge by her own words.
她看见那棵树上的果子好做食物，又悦人的眼目，又可以让人得智慧，所以她就拿来吃了。
She thinks that the fruits of the trees it's nice and then it's
pleasing
your eyes, and then she thinks that might be tasty, so she picked that.
所以当她的行为不以神的话为基础的时候，她就越线了，就犯错了。
So when her action is not according to the God's word, that she crossed the line.
所以我们必须要知道，作为基督徒，我们判断的原则不是我感觉如何，而是到底神是怎么说的。
So our question that our judgment should always based on the God's words, but not by our feeling.
所以今天我们来看看圣经上如何来讲到信心和行为的关系啊。
So let's read the scriptures. What about the faith and the deeds?
在雅各书二章十四节哈，他说：“我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？”
On the book of Jacob's chapter 2 verses 14, what good it is, my brother, if a man claims to have faith but have no deeds, can such faith save him?
所以是有这样的情况哈。所以主耶稣也曾经说过，你们叫我主啊主啊，怎么我说的话你们不听呢？
So there's such conditions that when Jesus even said, you call me Lord, Lord, but why you don't obey my commandment?
所以我们有很多弟兄姊妹哈，是说我们有信心，但是我们却没有因着这个信心而应该有的相应的行为。
So sometimes our brother and sister, we say we have faith, but then we don't have the actions that come up accompanied by the faith.
下面他举了一个例子哈，第十五节开始，他说：“若是弟兄或姊妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说：‘平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？’”
So suppose a brother and sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go in peace, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?
所以这是一个例子哈。那当我们真的看到我们中间有弟兄姊妹，说实在，在澳洲还不大有这种状况哈，就是没有衣服穿，然后没有食物吃的时候，我们说我们爱他们，我们真的爱他们，我们真希望他们能够吃得饱穿得暖，但是我们自己有能力却不帮助他们，就是这个行为和我们所说的是差得很远的。
So this is just an example from the Bible, and those in current days in Australia, it's actually quite rare that we are lacking of food or clothes, because I think everybody have a basic standard. However, sometimes if this brother and sister is lacking of clothes on food, but we didn't offer anything that his physical needs, and is that the faith that accompany with your is that kind of deeds accompany with your faith?
所以第十节节说，这样信心若没有行为是死的。
So, on the scripture, verse 17 is said in the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead.
第十八节哈说，必有人说，你有信心，我有行为。
But someone said, "You have faith, I have deeds."
所以这里就是他说有人这样说是把行为和信心分开的。
So someone says that because they want to separate the faith and the deeds.
接下来圣经又讲，他说你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
So he said, "Show me your faith without deeds, then I will show you my faith by my deeds."
在圣经希伯来书第十一章里面哈，介绍了很多信心的伟人。
In the book of Hebrews, there's a lot of testimony from the people who have faith.
大家看那一章经文的时候哈，重复了很多句是因着信。所以他们因着信就做了什么什么事情。亚伯拉罕因着信，当神呼召他的时候，他不知道往哪里去，他就去了。所以他们的行为都是因着信。
On that scripture, chapter 11, there's a lot of testimony about the people who have faith, and he keeps saying again and again, it's like by faith, someone do this, by faith, someone do that. So by faith, the Abraham, that he was called by God, but he don't know where to go, however by faith, he just followed.
所以这一些信心伟人的信都是因着他们的行为来见证出来的。
So in all those people, their action has to testify their faith.
那么这里讲哈，他说你将你没有行为的信心指给我看。我们说信，其实我们没有办法拿出这个信来指给大家看。他说当有行为的时候，是我们是可以借着行为将这个信心指给人看的。
So sometimes we say we have faith, but actually we can't see the faith. But the faith can be proved or can be testified by your action.
所以主耶稣说，我们去，我们要直到地极做耶稣基督的见证。
Jesus said, "We will be the witness of the gospel to the end of the world."
拿什么来见证呢？
What to testify? What the witness is?
是我们的信心。
It's our faith.
如何能够让人看到我们的信心呢？是透过我们的行为。
How can people see our faith? It's through our action.
所以接下来第十九节是非常严肃的一节经文哈。他说：“你信神只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。”
The following scripture is pretty serious. You believe that there's one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shuddered.
所以现在我们很多弟兄姊妹说，我真的信，我信就有一位神，我信神创造了天地，我信但是如果你的信只是这个内容的话，这个圣经上讲，你信的内容魔鬼也信，它跟你什么区别呢？
So some brothers and sisters said, "Yes, I do believe there's one true God, and He is the Creator. He created the world. And but if your truth or if you're believing or your faith is just that, what's the different? Because in the scripture said, even the demons believe that."
鬼魔可能比我们还要信，因为他见过神。我们的眼睛是看不见神的。
The demon or the Satan, he actually know God more than us because he actually sees God by himself.
但是他跟我们有什么不同呢？
But what's the difference between Satan and us?
这里他说他也信，却是战惊。
Here he said the demons believed that and shuddered.
为什么他要战惊呢？
Why he shuddered?
因为他信，他知道有这样一位神，但是他还要违抗神的旨意，他还要反叛，所以他只能战惊恐惧着等着最后末日的审判了。
So he believes in God, but he chooses to rebel God. So he don't choose to obey God's commandment. So he knows what's facing him in a way.
如果今天我们的信跟魔鬼一样的信的话，我们怎么能说我们就能够逃脱那个末日的审判呢？
So if our belief or our faith is same as what Satan's belief, that just believe there's one true God, that what's the difference? How can we avoid that the judgment, or the final judgment.
如果我们今天也信，但是我们还选择去和上帝抵抗，选择不听神的话，选择反叛的话，我们跟魔鬼有什么区别呢？
If today we say we choose to believe, however, we also choose not to obey God's commandment, and we also choose to rebel, what's the difference between us and Satan's?
所以在第二节，第二十节，这里再次提到这件事情，他说虚浮的人呢，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
So he said again, you foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without this is useless?
所以在这里我们看到啊，在基督信仰里所谈的信心呢，不光是在理念上的。
So we know that Christian faith is not just veiled in your mind.
它包含着两个内容。
You have two contents.
第一就是你信心的对象和内容的正确性。
First of all, it's the right objective of your faith.
比如我说我很信上帝，然后有一些弟兄姊妹信的有点迷信哈。
Some people said, "I really believe in God, but however, it's just suspicious."
比如说我说我信上帝，我得病了，我现在不去看医生，我就觉得我信他一定能把我治好。
Some people said, "I really believe in God because when I was sick, He will kill me. I don't need any medications or need to go to the hospital."
这样的信不是建立在神的应许上的哈。
So this kind of faith is not based on God's promises.
这是你不管是你听到别人的见证也好，你自己created 出来，你自己想出来的内容。
Sometimes this kind of thinking is sometimes either you listen to others' testimony and you just thinking it works on me as well.
所以你的信心的内容不正确，这个不行啊。
So the content of your faith is wrong.
信心的内容的正确性从哪里来呢？
What's the right content is coming from for your faith?
一定是从神的话来的。
It must be come from the scriptures of the Lord.
所以我总是鼓励弟兄姊妹们要使用教会的资源啊。
That's why we always encourage brothers and sisters to come to the Bible studies of our church.
我们早晨有圣经概览，我们一会儿结束以后有慕道班，我们几乎每一天的晚上都有不同的查经读经小组在运行着哈，所以白天也有，所以弟兄姊妹要使用这些资源。
We have Bible reading, we have Bible studies before our service, and we also have the baptism class after the service. And pretty much every day we have Bible study group in everywhere, so you can really participate in any of them.
我们还有图书组，那里有光盘、有书哈，这都是你可以使用的属灵资源。
We also have a small library that can provide a lot of books and DVDs and for you to learn.
所以读你手里这本圣经是非常重要的。
It's so important to read the Bibles.
今天你在神面前没有任何的理由说我没有机会读圣经，因为今天的圣经的印刷、圣经的发布简直是你太容易拿到一本圣经了，不读是我们的责任哈。
There's no excuse these days that you said I can't read the Bible because the Bible's translation and publication has been really all over the world. It's our job and it's our responsibility that we have to really read the Bibles to listen to the God's words.
所以读神的话，我们信心内容的正确性是这里来的。只要是神说的，他会他是信实的，他不会撒谎，他会兑现。
So it's very important to read the words of God because as long as God promises in the Bibles, He's a faithful God and He will never lie.
所以这是我们基督信仰信心的第一个部分哈，必须我们的信的内容要正确哈。
So that's the first content of our Christian belief, Christian faith. The content must be correct.
第二个内容就是因着信，我们开始有了顺服的行为。
And the second part will be through faith, we can have obedience action.
原来我的生活生命是往这个方向走的，但是当我信了神以后，神说你走错了，你要回头，我就愿意回头。这个是信的内容之一，是不能够分开的。
Before I become a believer, I used to walk in that directions, but when God told me that's the wrong directions, and I'll be able to be obedient and follow God's commandment, and I change my directions. So this is the action that through the real faith.
所以信心包含着两个内容哈，在我们基督信仰里谈到的信心哈，一个是我们信的对象内容的正确性，第二是我们愿意顺服神的行动。
So there's two parts in our faith. First is the correctness of the faith, and the second is we want to obey God's commandment by faith.
所以我们只信神有一位的这样的信心是不足够的哈。
So it's actually not just enough. You know that there's only one true God.
那有多少我们的弟兄姊妹信主了很多年，生命没有任何变化的时候，你要想这个信心是不是属于鬼魔的信心呢？
Sometimes if a brother and sister and you said you have become a believer for so long, however, your life never changed, then you might really want to ask yourself, is this the same faith that same as Satan?
我们的行为要用神的话来开始指导哈。我今天跟小朋友们讲一个例子哈，我说我女儿呢曾经问我，她说妈妈，我可不可以往身上来纹身？
Today I have a little bit discussion and sharing with the little kids.
Yeah.
And once Pastor Heidi's daughter asked her, "Mom, if I can put the tattoos on my body?"
我说不可以，因为圣经上说不可以。
I said, "No, you can't because the Bible says so."
她说你告诉我是哪一节经文吧。
And she asked, "But just tell me which Bible said that I can't do tattoo?"
她说因为我的老师身上就有纹身的。
She said, "But my teachers have tattoo."
因为她那个时候在一个基督教的学校读书，她的老师也应该是基督徒。她说她都有，为什么我不可以
？But at that time she was studying in a Christian school, and she think that her teacher must be a Christian as well. So she think, but because the teacher is a Christian and she can have tattoo, why can't I have them?
所以我跟她打开这个利未记的第十九章哈。
So I opened the books of Leviticus and chapter 19.
第十九章的第二十八节哈，这里讲他说不可为死人用刀划身，也不可在身上刺花纹，我是耶和华。
Verses 28, it said, "Do not cut your bodies from the dead or put tattoo marks on yourself. I'm the Lord."
我说这是神直接说的话哈。
I said, I told her that this is the words from God.
她说我纹一个十字架可不可以？
And she asked, "Can I put a cross on my body?"
我说不可以。
I said no.
因为神说了不可以。
Because God said no.
那为什么不可以？
Why not?
为什么不可以？你现在明白你要遵守，你现在不明白你还是要遵守。
He said, "Because now you don't understand, but you still choose to obey. But then, when you understand, then you still..." sorry, I think I'm confused.
Yeah. If you don't understand, you still have to obey.
Yeah.
Because this is 神的话。
Okay. Sometimes we choose to obey because we understand, but sometimes even though we don't understand, we still choose to obey because that's Lord's commandment.
我说你的信要有一个内容哈，你要信上帝的在你身上的心意，所有他说的这些给你的命令这些。约束哈，它背后的心意都是好的，因为 God is good.
Sometimes we need to understand that all the commandment is for the good sake of us, and law is good, and He always want to have the best purpose for you.
对，所以你不明白，你要因着信他的约束是对的，所以我就去做了。
So sometimes even you don't understand, but then because you know he is good and by faith, and you choose to obey him.
所以你遵行他的话是你信心的一个表达。
So obey the Lord's commandment is the action of your faith.
所以我们的信心，我们遵行神的话，从这本圣经来啊，因为神的话在这里。
So our faith, our action of faith, it's by following the Lord's commandment by knowing the Bible.
不要 脑子里糊涂了，当这一句话拿出来说我可不可以这样做的时候，我希望弟兄姊妹能够打开你的圣经来去找这里面有没有神的原则。如果你找不到，你可以找你的传道人，找你的牧师，问你身边的弟兄姊妹有没有这样的经文。如果上帝已经说了你不可以纹身，你没有 argue 的余地啊。
So sometimes if you get confused and you don't know what to do, and please always open the Bible and to search, to seek for God, the Lord's words. And sometimes if you can't find the verses in the Bible to prove or to testify for that, talk to your pastor or talk to, you know, the other brother and sister. But if it's the Lord's commandment in the Bible said you can't do this, you can't do this, because there's no excuse that you don't try, you don't, there's no excuse for you not to obey.
So I encourage our parents, huh?尤其是当我们在跟孩子探讨问题的时候，希望我们的家长能够手里有圣经啊，能够有理有据的来讲话，而不是我感觉如何啊。
So we encouraged, especially if you are parents, when you talk to your kids, always talk to them through Bible, because don't tell them, oh, I think this is right, you know, but then to find the scriptures that what the Lord has actually said about that.
所以昨天我女儿又问我了一件事哈，她说，妈妈，我可不可以喝酒？因为她已经过了十八岁了。
Yesterday, my daughter asked me another question. Mom, can I drink? Because she is now 18.
圣经上有没有讲我不可以喝酒？
没有。
她说圣经上有没有讲
？Okay. She asked if the Bible said, "Can I drink or not?"
我说圣经上讲不可以醉酒。
And I told her that on the Bible it said you can't be drunk.
因为你醉酒了，你就 lost control 了，你就没有，你就不能够控制你自己了。你的身体是圣灵的殿，你应该被圣灵所充满所控制，而不能够被酒精所控制哈。
Because on the Bible said you can't be drunk, because when you're drunk you cannot control yourself, and your body should be considered as the holy temple for the Holy Spirit. So when you're drunk and then
you just lost control.
You just lost your control. I'm sorry, it's too long. I get lost.
抱歉，所以他说，那就是说我可以喝，只要不喝醉就可以了，对吧
？So she said, "Yeah, I can drink, but I just cannot be drunk."
我说你不要觉着你自己很有能力来控制你哈。
But I told her, "You don't think, you don't try to believe yourself that you can control the alcohol."
没有人刚喝酒的时候就想着我今天要喝醉哈。
No one want to be drunk when they start drinking.
但是他开始喝的时候，他就不能控制自己了。
But when you start drinking, sometimes you just cannot control yourself.
而且在旧约圣经里边，我跟他找经文哈。当我们服侍神的人，所以旧约的祭司是不可以喝酒的。
And I try to looking up the scriptures in the Old Testament, and especially said the people who serve the Lord, and it actually said that you cannot drink.
不但是不可以喝酒，连葡萄制品都不可以吃的。
It's not just because you cannot take alcohol, but also even sometimes for the wine juice, for the grape juice.
Any product made out of grapes.
Yeah, the product made of the product made out of grapes. You can't eat them.
为什么是这样呢
？Why?
因为服侍神的人要保持他的头脑非常清醒。
Because the people who serve the Lord need to be always stay cautious.
那今天你来听我讲道的时候，我还挺清醒。Yeah, 我说今天你来听我讲道，我站在这里很清醒。
Today you come to listen to my preaching, and I'm very awake and clear and cautious.
然后你说，yeah, 这个是神的仆人。
So you can recognize Pastor Heidi as the servant of the Lord.
那下一次你来听的时候，我就不大清醒了。
If next time you come and see a drunk Pastor Heidi,
当我站在这里传讲的不再是神的话的时候，那是非常大的麻烦的。
And it's a big problem that if she standing here but she's not preaching the Lord's words.
所以一个要服侍神的人，我说你有你的服侍在的时候，你不可以喝酒。
So I said, if you have yours your duty and you are serving the Lord, please do not drink.
不管你是去探访弟兄姊妹，你是去带小组带查经，还是你今天站在这里要讲道要带领诗歌敬拜，你昨天晚上去喝酒，这是不可以的。
If you have the duty in serving the church on the Sunday service, or sometimes even when you went to see the brothers and sisters, visit them, to have a Bible study in your homes, it's actually not good that you drink or get drunk.
所以我说你不要想着钻这个空子哈。那神说了不可以醉酒，那就说明我还可以喝。其实不要去钻这个空子，那个酒精对你没有什么好处的哈。
Do not be shifty. Even God said, the God didn't say you can't drink, but then just say you can't be drunk. But however, alcohol actually have no good to you.
所以我们的行为要透过神的话来支配我们的行为哈。
So our actions should always be followed by the God's word.
The word of God. Yeah, and this word come from the Bible. There's no other resource you can get it. 所以这一本圣经太重要了哈，只有这一本圣经里它才有神的话在里边，所以你没有办法从别的地方去拿到。所以这本圣经我们作为基督徒一定要读啊，读了以后一定要操作去遵守啊。
So actually, I would love to say that. So the Bible is the Lord's words. Actually,
第二十一节哈，我们往下看了。他说：“我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把儿子以撒现在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？”
Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar?
把儿子现在坛上是因行为称义吗？
Sacrifice his only son on the altar is the actions for faith.
历史上有多少人把自己的子女献祭了？
In history, there's any other people who actually sacrifice their children on the altar.
在我们中国也有这样的，比如说河水泛滥了，然后我们把什么童男童女扔到河里去，说献给河神了。有很多时候我们把自己的孩子拿出去献祭啊。
Even in China, there's such traditions, or you know, in the old days when there's flooding, then people actually would sacrifice their daughters to the god of the river, and then you know hope to praise him, and then the flood will gone.
那这些把孩子杀了的人都被称义了吗？
Are those people who sacrifice their children be called righteousness?
没有吧？所以圣经里只记录了亚伯拉罕这样一个人，他把儿子献在坛上，神还没有让他杀，但是他因为这个行为称义了。
No, only one people in the Bible is said because he sacrificed his son on the altar that God had credited him as righteousness. He actually didn't kill his son.
那他和这个亚伯拉罕献儿子和那些把自己儿女杀了献祭的人有什么区别呢？
So what's the difference between the Abraham who sacrificed Isaac and the other people who sacrificed their children?
亚伯拉罕的行为被神所悦纳了，而其他的人的行为，神说那是可恶的，不可以让你的儿女惊火，不可以献祭把你的儿女啊。
God have accepted Abraham's offering, and he said this is good, but he despised other people's sacrifice, and they think that's disgusting.
那他的不同在哪里？他的其实唯一的不同是在于亚伯拉罕献儿子是神让他献的。
What's the difference? The main difference because it's God who asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, his only son.
所以亚伯拉罕献儿子的这一个举动是他的一个顺服的举动。
So the action of Abraham to sacrifice Isaac is his actions of obedience.
他并不是拿儿子的生命来讨好神的。
He's not using his son's life to praise God.
而是当神跟他说让他献儿子的时候，他凭着信心，他相信神是对的。虽然我还不明白，但是我顺服了。
It's when God asked him to offer his son as his only sacrifice, even though he don't understand, but he believed God is good and he obeyed his command. He obeyed.
所以他这样的信心是被神悦纳了。
So this kind of faith is accepted by the Lord.
所以他献上以撒这个行为来证明表达了他的信心啊。
So his action to sacrifice Isaac as the it's a proof of actions of his faith.
所以在这里说他是把儿子以撒献在坛上是因行为称义啊。
So he said, Abraham considered righteous what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar.
22节他说可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did.
所以信心和行为是并行的。
So the faith and the action is together.
信心只有在行为里边才被成全。
The faith has been completed by the action.
所以今天我们说我们因信称义，我们信神，如果我们的行为不能够表达出来的话，它是信，那个信是不完整的。
Today we talk about righteousness through faith, but if your faith doesn't come, have the actions to accompany with that, it's dead.
所以23节这里讲哈，这样这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不单因着信。
So the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone.
我们在罗马书的三章二十八节哈、啊，讲到因信称义的时候哈、啊，有这样的经文啊，说所以我们看定了人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。难道神只做犹太人的神吗？不也是外邦人的神吗？是的，也做外邦人的神。神既是一位，他就要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。这样我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
On the book of Romans, it says, "Is God?" For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of Jew only? Is he not the God of Gentile too? Yes, of Gentile too. Since there is only one God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the Lord.
所以这里把信，和律法来，遵行律法，哈，几乎来对立起来来看哈。
So here we compare the faith and the law.
所以我们称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
So we were called right, we were credited as righteousness by faith, not by the law.
这是什么意思呢？
What's that mean?
我们想一想，那为什么雅各书上又说你要因着行为称义呢？
But why in the book of Jacob it says, you'll be credited by your action?
没有信心的行为是达不到神的标准的。
The faith without actions cannot meet the standards of the Lord.
反过来一样，没有行为的信心，这里说是死的。
I'm sorry, I think I just missed Kekri. So the actions without the faith cannot meet the standard of the Lord. However, if you have the faith that without your action, it's also dead.
所以这两样是不可或缺的。
So these two are working together.
然后下面我们接着把这一段经文看完哈，在第James 雅各书第二章的第二十三节哈，刚才看过了这个。第二章的二十五节哈，这是另外一个例子哈，说妓女喇合接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因着行为称义吗？
In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off to a different direction?
我们知道喇合的故事吗？
We all know about the story of Rahab.
整个的迦南地其实那个时候都知道神这么一回事。
The whole Canaan, actually at that time, they know about God.
因为以色列这个民族那么多的人在旷野上走了那么多年，他们的神与他们同在，让他们有的吃，有的喝。他们现在来攻打迦南地了，他们连这个妓女都知道，他们的王是知道的。这一个民族不得了，因为有神与他们同在。
At that time, all the people actually know about the Jews because they got 400,000 people working for 40 years, and then they are not lacking of any food or clothes, and now they are coming to this city. So everybody know that, and everybody believe that God is with them.
所以接下来是两种不同的行为啊。
So it's two actions. there's two kind of actions.
当他们全都知道有这一位神以后呢，这个妓女喇合选择的是投靠神，而其他的人选择的是打仗，选择的是我要还是背叛神。
So there's two type of attitude. One is by the prostitute Rahab that she chose to obey. She chose to not obey, but she chose to join the Jewish and to believe in their Lord. When the other people, they all choose to fight against Jewish because they don't even they know there's a God, but they don't want to obey him.
整个的迦南地哈、啊、就被救出来这样一家人啊。
There's only just one family in Canaan that has been saved by the Lord.
是因为这一个妓女喇合的信心啊。
Because of the faith of the Rahab.
因着信心，他说他放了这些接待了。这个以色列的使者又放他们从别的路上出去啊。
So by faith, she provided lodging to the spies and sent them off to a different direction.
所以这一个信心是被神纪念的，是被神所悦纳的。
So this kind of faith is accepted by the Lord.
所以喇合的名字后来记载在耶稣基督的家谱里边哈。
So Rahab's name is actually also recorded in Jesus' genealogy.
所以当我们都说信神，哎呀，这位神真的是又真又活的神，我也说，你也说，但是从我们的态度上面，我们可以分辨出来啊，有的时候我们弟兄姊妹的态度是不同的。
So sometimes we say, yes, this is such a true living God, we all believe in him, but however, by the action, you can see the difference between some brothers and sisters.
有的时候我们有些弟兄姊妹比较骄傲哈，觉得，哎呀，我对圣经很熟悉哈，我知道很多的知识哈。
Sometimes we have some brothers and sisters who are very proud because they think they know the Bible so much. They know all the scriptures. They have a lot of knowledge.
有另外一些弟兄姊妹呢，他不知道很多哈，但是他知道一条就去做。
But there's some brothers and sisters actually not very familiar with the Bible, but he just read from the Bible for just one verses or one teaching from the law, but he choose to obey.
所以，在神的眼里哈，你不要觉得你的知识很丰富，你就是真的信主的哈。反而那一些愿意拿着神的话就去操作的这样的人，神说你有了我的话去遵守的这样的人是爱我的。
So actually, God appreciate those. It's not appreciate those people who have a lot of knowledge, but be proud. But actually, appreciate those people who listen to His words and choose to obey. He said, "Whoever obeys my commandment, He loves me."
那最后一节经文哈，他说，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
So the last verse said, "As the body without spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead."
今天我们从这里出去哈，我盼望弟兄姊妹能够记得一件事情哈。
So after today's service, I really hope that our brother sister can remember one thing.
去检查一下我的信心是不是死的。
To examine your faith, are they dead?
我的信心是不是像鬼魔的信心一样？
Is my faith same as Satan's faith?
我知道神，但是我还是选择悖逆。
I know God, but however, still choose to rebel him.
还是我知道神的话的时候，我愿意选择去顺服。
Or I know Lord's commandment, and I choose to obey His commandment.
我们记得基督信仰里的信心是分两部分的哈。
Remember, there's two contents in the Christian's faith.
一个是信心的正确性，从圣经而来。
First is the correctness of the faith. It always comes from the Bible.
一个是在信心里边所应有的行为。
And the second is by faith. You should have the actions that accompany with your faith.
这两样事是并行的，缺一不可的。
And these two actually working together.
求神来帮助我们啊。
May God help us.
我们这里有很多神学生读过教会历史哈。
We have some brothers and sisters actually study the history of Christianity in the theology college.
在我的记忆里哈，没有任何一个教会的复兴不是因着一群人、一群弟兄姊妹愿意照着神的话而行，从这里开始的。
In my memory, there's never a revival of the church. It's because of group of people actually they choose to listen. listen to the God's word and they choose to obey them.
所以盼望着我们的弟兄姊妹哈，是一个能说又能行的人啊。
We hope that all our brothers, sisters, and then you not just you can talk, but you also can act.
使我们真的成为我们主耶稣基督的见证人啊。
So that we can also be the witness of our Jesus Lord.
好，我们来一起祷告。
So we can pray.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你赏赐给我们这一本宝贵的圣经，把你自己的话语和心意记在里面。你让我们今天可以读，可以看，可以思想。主啊，帮助我们有一颗顺服的心。当我们知道你的话语的时候，我们认识你了，我们愿意顺服在你的面前。主啊，你自己美好的旨意就成就在我们身上，也成就在你的教会当中。主啊，求你兴起我们，建立你的教会。主，使你的教会真的成为这世上的光，使你的教会真的成为你自己荣美的见证，你的荣耀能够彰显在我们当中。主，谢谢你听我们这样的祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you so much that you gave us this Bible so that we can know your words. Lord, give us an obedient heart that we can read your scriptures, that we can understand your gospel, that we can have a humble heart, we can follow and obey you. Lord, please help us to revive us and give us a heart that we can be zealous for your gospels, that we can fight a good fight. Lord, please help us that more and more people that they canListen to your word and they can turn to you, so that your name can be exalted and your glory can be filled earth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.